The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Juan Adams fight, not so much.
That was disappointing. And obviously, at heavyweight, there's just very little room for a mistake. Because once those dudes start hitting you, it can end in a hurry. And that's what happened. So I was disappointed for Juan. I know he wanted that fight really bad. But that's going to be a learning experience for him.
Well, I hope that he hangs around the UFC because
he's got one fight left on his contract. I imagine he'll get to finish out his contract. So I think they would give him a second contract if he has a nice performance in this last fight. But he definitely needs to be very smart about that fight.
Thor 4, Love and Thunder. Guess who's going to be Thor in that?
Natalie Portman.
Boy, if they balled her up for this, I'm in.
I'm not feeling good about that.
Well, I mean, does she have to get all muscular?
I think.
Because I don't want her being as muscular as Thor.
She was Thor's not sexy love interest, right?
Yeah. And mine.
So now she's just going to be able to like suddenly pick up the hammer or what? She's going to get all the powers?
Maybe so.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And you can get on the Twitch channel and
Twitch it up.
Get on the chat where a lot of people have. So we'll get to that this hour. If you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. I still think the first segment of the show was the best. So might want to go check that out at podcastarena.com. But lots of other good stuff. Been a fun show so far for a Monday. Still got an hour left. We're not done. We're going to rock and roll.
We're going to keep on rolling. Hey, I always talk about bad experiences with seat recliners on airplanes.
Yeah.
I want to mention a good experience that I had.
Okay.
I was on the early flight, and I tried to do your move and upgrade to the good seats. Sold out.
Yeah, the 6 a.m.
When I got, I mean, there were so many people. I would have thought the 6 a.m. flight on a Saturday morning would have been dead. But I guess that convention was
ended on Friday, so that was why everybody was on.
It was packed.
The 6 a.m. on Sunday was the same. There was one spot in first class, and it was like way more than I wanted to pay, so I moved to the 1 a.m. and upgraded for $1.80.
It's one of those flights when as soon as you put in your confirmation number into the little kiosk thing, it brings up, are you willing to take a voucher to fly on a later flight? Which I've already woken up at 4 a.m. No, I'm not willing to hang out at the airport for another few hours. So,
and it's not like those flights at 11 and 9 o'clock get any less full.
Nope. So I couldn't move up, so I get in my seat, and I'm in a window seat. Well, here's what happens first. I get to my seat, and there's a couple, a man and woman. Man's on the aisle, woman in the middle. And I say, oh, that's me. And the guy's like, hey, would you have any interest in trading seats with our daughter? And she was directly across the aisle on the other window seat. So, I mean, me being the really, really nice guy that I am, said, sure, no problem.
Yeah, as long as it's not a middle seat that you're being asked to trade to.
So I'm going window to window. You know, there's no fat people in the aisle that I'm in. It's another married couple. So I was like, no big deal. So I switch seats with this girl, and I'm in a row where it's tight. I mean, it's tighter. It felt tighter than normal. And we take off, and I'm actually happy because the woman in front of me now, it would have been a really large black man in front of me, And I was thinking, oh man, if he reclines, my knees are screwed. And he was a tall dude. The tiny little woman that was in front of me, I was like, there's no, A, she's not going to recline. People that small,
you'd be surprised.
They don't recline. We get up in the air and she immediately, you feel the pushback. And like my knees are buried into the back of this seat. And she's pushing and pushing. And it's not working. And my knees can't, I mean, there's no give.
Right. You're fighting back.
And you can tell she's frustrated. She's tossing and turning in the seat. She gets up to go to the bathroom and like walks by my seat and realizes that it's not me like being a D-bag. It's just, this is the reality of my issue. I'm a taller person. And she comes back and she's like, hey, I have a proposition for you. She's like, I really need to get some sleep. I see you're jammed into this seat. I've got more leg room up here. Do you want to trade seats? And I was like, sure. So we trade seats. Now I've got 3 extra inches of leg room.
Nice.
She can recline. There was a kid behind her. So I'm sure that kid didn't even notice that she was reclining. It was a win-win for everybody. And like she thanked me when we got off the plane. I thanked her back. She helped us all out. So normally my reaction when someone keeps like driving their chair back is like, hey, I hate you.
Yeah.
But this lady was good. So, I had a positive seat recliner. Now, she's still a recliner.
Yeah, which is...
So, it means...
She's like, still a bad person.
At best, she's a C-level person.
Yeah.
But I'd say, I mean, the way she handled it, maybe she's a B-minus. It's possible.
Bitch minus works for me.
No, she was not that.
She's still reclined.
Yeah, but not on me.
Well, that's true. I think it just goes to show that there is common ground that we can all find between each other, no matter our differences. You might be a seat recliner. You might be someone who's smart enough to never recline in your seat. But if we all just come together and have a conversation and start the dialogue, then maybe one person can change, and then another person can change, and we could change the world. You are changing the world, Hoffman.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not, but well.
Are you playing music? Why did I hear music for a minute?
Maybe Michael's studio?
Why would I hear that in my headphones?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about headphones.
Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it. I was doing a fake rant. So.
I'm sorry.
Did it play on your computer?
No.
That's usually what it is. One of our computers is playing something.
Or is your computer playing something?
No.
Oh, no. I don't know what I was in. All right.
I
was like, that's an odd time to go to break, but...
No, but maybe he was just saying, okay, this isn't funny. I'm turning the music up.
That could be,
that's what he usually does to me. So, no, in my Marvel universe where I get the gauntlet and snap seat recliners, you're all gone.
Okay.
Every single one of you. So, man, I was telling you about this really big dude on the way that had to get the extender for the seatbelt.
Yeah.
He was on the flight back, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Same flight?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Nice guy. I feel so bad for people.
Was he in first class again?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. At least he knows.
No, and he got, I mean, that's the thing. And like I said, really nice guy. I just felt bad for him. Edward asked, flight is 10 plus hours. Do you still stand by your reclining chairs on an airplane take?
Yeah.
Well, first off, Edward, I don't fly flights over 10 hours. I make sure that, I'm on the max I like is 5 hours.
Which, now, by the way, and if you fly... Like internationally, there's more leg room on those flights. They're bigger planes. But if I was on like a regular flight, I wouldn't recline still. You don't really get that much comfort out of reclining 2 inches. You really don't.
Yeah. Well, we're going to London. I'm going to just use my points and upgrades. So
yeah.
I have to deal with it. But
if you want to sleep on the plane, get a window seat. And just lean against a window and sleep.
Yeah. Mike from Pearland, I propose adding bitch minus as an option for student conduct grades on report cards. Feel free to use it as you see fit, sir.
Have you seen the weird pillow things that you basically, it's basically a giant like styrofoam block, and you put your arm, it goes on your tray table, you put your arms in it, and then you lean, like you put your... head down on it. So it's just like a giant cube that you lean forward onto.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
So that way you don't have to recline back.
Sometimes I lean my head onto the seat in front of me, but then if that person is a recliner, then it doesn't really work.
Yeah, you're screwed on that too.
At least you can kind of like meet halfway.
Well, I can also, I've got enough neck strength to keep their seats at bay.
Yeah, I've just found the easiest way to avoid all that is just upgrade whenever I can.
Yeah.
And the only time
I you're rich.
No, it's not so much that. It's just, I've kind of told you how I do it. It's pretty simple. It never.
Oh, yeah, it is, except when they're sold out.
Yeah, that's the only negative. But, you know, this is, I was able to do both of them, and I don't have to deal with seat recliners anymore or any of that kind of stuff. And so, and on a trip like we travel so much to Canada, we've got enough points that's automatic. They do it for us. And I'm hoping to just use a bunch of those when we go to London and get upgraded there.
That's the move.
Because business class apparently is the nuts flying to England.
Oh, I bet.
Because the wife, her company's sending her. And so they automatically give you business class. And it's awesome at least from the pictures I've seen. I've never done that flight, but hopefully I'll be able to. Although I get a sneaking suspicion if I don't get in business class, she's not going to change it back to coach.
No.
She's going to be like, yeah, you're on your own. Good luck. Send her back. Damn Canadians. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Mandy says, I always feel bad for my 6'7 giant of a husband when we fly. That would be hard to be 6'7. I know this is a tall person problem. That's why I quit worrying about, fighting the recliner fight. I just upgrade. I spend the extra money so I don't have to deal with it. Because there's always that person who's, I paid my ticket. I can recline all I want.
Yeah. They think it's like a football game. I'm allowed to stand up and cheer if I want.
If I want to pee in the aisle, I can do it. Hey, it's that time of year again. We want to thank you, our loyal listeners, at our 2019 Listener Appreciation Party. Join the broadcast, editorial, and management team of ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap for an evening of food from Big City Wings and drinks provided by Coors Light at the home of Gal Media on Thursday, August 15th at 6:30 p.m. So at 6:25, I want to give you guys a little time. Exactly 6:25. Don't start calling it 6:24 and trying to jump the gun because you're not going to win. We'll do caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a pair of tickets thanks to Collector's Firearms to meet all of our ESPN 97.5 on-air personalities and get a behind-the-scenes look at where and how your favorite shows and videos are made. And hopefully have you not raid my liquor cabinet this year. Collector's Firearms at the corner of Fondren and Richmond, or visit collectorsfirearms.com today. The only way to get an invite is to listen and win, so make sure you keep listening all week. Must be 21 plus to attend. This is invitation only. Of course, you could probably sell your invitation.
Are we giving away a spot today?
What
caller is it?
It's 6:25, caller number 5.
Oh, man.
So it's a big one. I'm giving you guys time. So, and as just to sync your watches, it's 6:20:58 right now.
Okay.
So at exactly 6:25 for fifth caller. So we'll make it happen that way. And please quit texting me and asking me if you can get on the list.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have your own personal list.
Yeah, but it's like, I ain't putting 100 people on that list.
No, I think you're going to have like 10 spots.
Yeah, well, and those are already full, just so you know.
Okay.
But, all right, 713-780-ESPN. You know what we haven't done yet today because Lance went over? The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, this was bound to happen at some point. We go to Vancouver, where the Royal Canadian Mounted Police have had to apologize They were live streaming a press conference, which, okay. But it was fairly serious crime. It was the murder of an American woman and an Australian man.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's about as bad as it gets, right?
Yeah, you're not allowed to murder Americans.
No. And so while they're live streaming, someone forgot to turn off the reality cat filter on the live stream. So while this person is up there talking about a double murder,
cat ears.
Got the cat ears on.
Nice.
Now, I guess in a way it makes people more relaxed about, you know, less stressed out about the murder, right?
I guess so. Maybe that makes it like...
Can you really be upset if there's kitty cat ears?
Yeah, like this is... I've got really bad news, but hey, you'll probably smile because I've got cat ears.
They called it technical difficulties.
They should have done the dog ears with the tongue hanging out. That's the better move.
When we found the bodies, they did finally fix it. But, not so good. Apparently, the two were out just a few days into a lengthy planned road trip through Canada when they were shot and killed, which not sure why. There's no details. That's what they were trying to find out. But they were found off a highway, and it took days to identify them. So, yeah, probably did not want to see cat ears on that if you're one of the family members.
That's not ideal.
No, but that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
It's kind of an interesting couple. They were basically, he was working in Canada. They were planning an extensive road trip where they were going to spend a week on a ranch and the second half of the trip going to national parks in Canada. And says maybe the van overheated or broke down. Something happened on the road, some sort of conflict. Says, we don't know because Canadian authorities are not telling us anything. That's because when they do, they're wearing the cat ears.
Can't take it seriously.
Yeah, apparently this is the second time there's been an incident involving Facebook Live and a cat filter. Apparently in June 2019... Regional Pakistani Minister Shaukat Yousafzai streamed a press conference with the same filter activated.
Did you dump that name? I don't think he's allowed to say that.
What? Yousafzai.
Yeah. No, the first name was the problem.
Shaukat.
Okay.
See, look at these knuckleheads. They're all calling early. It's 6:24:32. No. You're not going to win.
Clear those lines, Tyler.
Hang up immediately. Clear them all. Try again.
I think he actually just got a winner. It's 6:25 on my computer.
Dude, we synced it up.
Yeah, we told you when it was.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, it's 14 seconds to 6:25. Oh, well, if you already told the guy he won, the guy win. It's not fair.
Yeah, he's already telling the guy that he won, so.
Okay, really, really poor job out there. After I went to so much trouble to make sure they'd have a real shot. Of course, it is 6:25 on my computer, so maybe that's where we should go instead of the official clock.
True.
This big one right here sucks.
I think we need to go by iPhone time because I think everybody has the same iPhone time.
And everybody's on.
All right, so tomorrow that's what we'll do.
The nuclear clock, as it were.
That's the word I was
nuclear?
Going. Except for you because your phone fell in the river.
Well, not my replacement phone, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm back in business.
Okay.
Good for you.
Did you lose all your contacts and stuff, or you had everything saved?
Whenever I upgraded 2 weeks ago, I synced everything, so I had all that.
So you only lost like 2 weeks worth of stuff?
Yeah. It's
nothing big.
Like a couple text messages, that's it.
And no nudes?
No, unfortunately. Mm. Yeah.
You got a girlfriend now, huh?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Pretty serious?
Yeah, kind
of. Seems that way. You guys are going on a lot of excursions and stuff.
I mean, we went to the river. We play in the river together.
Yeah, but haven't you guys done she keeps tagging you on Facebook, which makes me think, like, I don't know. Are you getting married?
No. Not soon.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Just not within the year. Let's say that.
Are you getting engaged within the year?
It's possible.
Your work is going to suffer. I can already tell.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we wanted him in this role.
Yeah.
He didn't have these kind of commitments in his life. We thought we could count on him.
That's the problem.
Life comes at you fast, Fred.
I tell everybody who's wanting to get into this business, like, if you really want to make it in this business, you can't be married when you start because you're too poor to support two people when you start.
Yeah.
But now Tyler's got, like, a real job where he's actually making some decent money. He's like, well, I guess now's my time. Better jump into this thing. All right, dude. All right.
That's what happened. Should have never given him.
You should have been like Derek Jeter and waited until like your mid-40s.
Yeah, but then I would have been giving out iPads to everybody.
Big deal.
Gift baskets.
Big deal.
Can't be spending that kind of cash.
Yeah, if you're single, you can afford to.
When you get Minka Kelly, you wouldn't. You're telling me you won't trade an iPad for Minka Kelly?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
Actually.
Of course you would.
Guy on text line 409 asking a poker question. No, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to go into the whole thing because it's not something the listeners would care about. But no, you didn't do anything wrong. Anybody bitching at that table was just mad because they lost. That's all. How's that? Responding to the people.
Okay.
And for those of you bitching about getting tickets to the listener party, first off, we're doing this for, it's free for you, so quit bitching about it. You know, we'll get as many of you as we can in. That's the goal. We can't do what we did last year. That was overwhelming. But this is, you know, this is something we're doing for you as a gift, as an appreciation for you. So if you don't get in, go try to buy a ticket from somebody. But
or as Lance would say, suck the hole.
Yeah.
Right. Or as the recliner person would say, I bought my ticket. I can recline if I want
That's
to.
That's true.
Yeah. If that, you won your ticket.
Maybe we should sell some of these tickets.
Well, that's,
and give the money to charity or me.
Auction them off.
Well, there's, yeah. You know what?
That's what I'm going to – I should have – I made that mistake. So, like, we decided everybody's going to have the list. And I was like, I won't have a list so all the hosts can have more opportunity to invite their people.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to be generous. The smart move would have been I have a list. I'm auctioning all the spots on my list off.
Do I have a list?
No.
Damn.
You're not a host. You have a plus one.
Okay.
But I would say like I could say I'm auctioning them off for charity, but then just, you know, I'd probably give a few bucks to charity.
Well, keep the rest. You know how people get away with this. A portion of the proceeds.
That's what I need to
go
say.
Go to charity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that before many times. That means they're pocketing most of it.
Yeah.
Which is okay if you wanted to sell them off.
As long as you say honestly.
Now, I might be willing to auction off a one plus one. But the money, most of the proceeds would go to charity. How's that? And probably, yeah, depending on how much it
that
is.
That means 51%.
No, that means like 80%. I think I should wet my beak a little.
You know how you can double dip? Well, the thing at Whitmire's already ended where they were donating
That's
all
true.
Their stuff. You could have just gone to Whitmire's with the money that you raised, buy some whiskey. That goes to charity, and you get whiskey in return.
Yeah,
that's a good move.
That is, you know what? I may do that anyway because, but you know, just enough to wet my beak, just a little, just a taste. That's all I'm asking for. Now, that actually is a good idea to maybe auction one off for charity.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk about that. We'll make it happen. All right. Portion of the proceeds go to. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Candy said she would buy one. She had fun last time. Hopefully you win one. You guys have plenty of chances to win. We're giving away one on every show. So just stay tuned. And maybe that's the way to do like the once they're all given away. Like last chance, we do an auction. And all that money goes to the Fowler Hoffman Poker Fund.
Yeah.
That'd be my thought.
So Lamont apparently asked this earlier, and I didn't see him ask it. He says, I noticed you posed a question about Clint knowing that Rich would be fired. And let's keep this in perspective. Clint is fairly new in Houston, but when I asked you about Sean and Seth knowing that Mike and Rich would be fired, you didn't answer. What up? I honestly don't know that any of them knew that Mike was going to get fired. My guess is they had to... So I don't know if Seth knew of any of it, but my guess is Sean, I mean, maybe he did. Sean had to know because Sean had to, like, they had to, I'm sure had to clear it with Sean that he was going to move to mornings. But here's the other thing about it. When you're at a station where they're blowing people out, everybody's trying to keep their job. So it's not like if the new PD there called Sean into his office and was like, hey, we're going to need you to move to morning drive because we're firing, you know, Rich and Mike. It's not like Sean's really in a position to go, no, I'm not doing that, because clearly they're in the firing mood. So,
yeah,
I mean, they probably, I would assume they had to at least run it by him, but they maybe just told him. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Seth seemed genuinely surprised about Mike, but who knows? I mean, that could all be part of the deal. Like, you know.
Well, I don't know how the new guy works, but I mean, there is a strong possibility that none of those guys knew until that, you know, once you tell them, listen, this decision's been made, this is happening on Monday. And
what I'm saying is the one guy that I know had to have known was Clint, the new guy. Because, I mean, obviously they didn't offer him the job on Friday morning. You know what I mean? Because then what if he had said no? Mm. So, I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they all knew about it. But it just seems crummy to me to have a dude who's like a fill-in host on air with a guy and he knows he's about to take his job and he's still smiling in his face. It just seems kind of scummy to me. But that's just me.
If you don't like the guy, though.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, well, then quit smiling in his face.
No, I'm smiling because I know I'm about to take your wife,
yeah,
dude.
I guess so.
Yeah. But.
Mr. Steal Your Job.
Yeah, and honestly, all kidding aside, I don't really care what they do over there. To me, you know, when people who want nothing but Texans, that's where they're going to go. And then the people who want to be entertained are going to come here. And, you know, we'll do just fine.
Yep.
I don't worry too much about it. But, you know, have fun. Hope people enjoy it. Give away tickets to free parties. Give you guys money all the time with picks and things like that. Man, that's all we do. We put money in your pockets. You give stock advice if you want. We're here to help the people, man. That's it. And, you know, that's... And I also think the whole landscape is changed, man. That kind of radio, and again, what I like isn't, and this is a beautiful thing about this format. What I like isn't necessarily what you like or what Tyler likes or Sally the secretary likes. It doesn't matter. I mean, my style, the kind of radio I like is the kind of radio we do. So I don't have to sit here and, like, when I did the national show, I had to do a certain kind of show. That wasn't fun for me. But that was what the format was. What they do, I just don't really care for. And that's all right. I like something that's a little more well-rounded. I like what Barry and Joel do. I like what John and Lance do. And, yeah, because I think at some point, not too much inside here, but we've built this like a podcast. And it is a podcast because it, you know, goes out on podcasts and does really well. But it's a format that is more generally appealing, I think. And like I said, Barry and Joel are doing it, and all of us are doing it to an extent where you're not repeating yourself over and over and over. And if you do that and you're talking about the same thing, oh, you have to come back at 5 o'clock and talk about the Texans again. Oh, you have to come back at 5:30 and talk about the Texans again. Well, that's great for the listeners who tune in for one segment. But you don't really build a good podcast audience that way. And that's why we always say, well, if you missed it, go back to the 4 o'clock segment today where AJ made a lot of fun of him.
Yeah.
It's funny. But we're not going to do it again. And that's...
It hurt my voice too much to do that.
Yeah, that was a little Alex Jonesy, frankly.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the thing. I'm not saying that there's a reason that we've had more success than they have, but there is a thought process to it. And if I were them, I'd kind of try to see what we're doing right and, you know, maybe do it better.
Yeah, that's not how people work around it. They keep doing the same old thing. They run their head in the wall. Even though it's not getting results, they keep banging their head into that wall, hoping it's going to change. And then they're like, oh, I can't believe this guy got fired. And by the way, there's other hosts in this town who I saw were upset that I was even, you know, commenting on other people in other stations getting fired. Maybe you should focus on what you've got going. I'm not naming any names. Maybe you should focus on what you've got going instead of tweeting about how mean I am. That's the problem. And listen, I'm not saying that we're going to be on top of the world forever at this place,
Oh, at some point it's going to turn around.
Of course. But these people who are trying to do a show that worked 15, 20 years ago and are unwilling to adapt, those are the people that are going to keep getting fired. It's going to keep happening. So if you think I'm talking to you, I probably am.
He was looking at me when he was...
No, I'm not looking at you. You're pretty safe.
I think you're
latched onto the right trailer.
Boss in the Gloss at 7 o'clock tonight, speaking of that.
Yeah, they're safe, too.
And Hall of Fame with Booker T at 9. And going to work in Boss in the Gloss one day while you're gone.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to maybe work in a couple other familiar names on this
list. Are you going to try to get the Boss in the Gloss to fire me?
No.
And you will get a good old boy to come in here and do the show with you.
Well, if it's like we were doing earlier, where I just have to ask the question and then shut up for 12 minutes.
Yeah, you're going
to
find one of those guys, aren't you?
I'd like that.
Ugh.
My life would be, I wouldn't have to show prep, AJ.
You're always taking the easy way out.
Yeah, that's me. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. One last segment to go. This has flown by for a Monday. Most of these shows do. At least for me, I'm having fun with them. I had fun today. Fridays was a lot of fun, too, for different reasons.
Well,
it's all that matters.
I tried to get the new Astros hat, that Apollo 11 hat.
Yeah.
And my buddy Randy said they're out. Aaron, he went to the game. They're out.
I'm sure you can buy them online at some point.
They're sold out online.
You should have told. I bought mine online earlier.
I went right after you guys told me about it. Then I went to my office and I logged on, and it was sold out. It was sold out of all the sizes.
He got the last one. He got the last.
Yeah, you probably got the last one. What size do you wear?
7 1/4.
Oh, it doesn't fit me anyway.
Yeah,
I was gonna take yours.
You might be able to steal Jose's. He's got a bigger hat size than both of
us. What's he wear?
7 3/8.
That's not bigger than mine.
No, he's got a tiny little head. He's just got a lot of hair.
Yeah. I wear 7 1/2. So.
Actually, I think he might be 7 1/2 in like the flat bill fitted one.
He said he doesn't wear those. Did he order one anyway?
No, I'm not sure.
If he did, here's what's going to happen. Because he ordered the Travis Scott hat. And then he didn't like it because he's not used to wearing those flat-billed hats. He's like, oh, I don't like this. But now he's got it. I don't know what he did with it, but he's got it. He probably ordered this one, and he's going to get in and be like, oh, I don't like these kind of hats. He's going to remember because he wanted the low profile, but they were sold out of that. So maybe he went and got the regular one. I'll have to ask him. He's doing Boss in the Gloss tonight, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I may ask to buy it from him if he doesn't like it when he gets it.
I bet you they make more.
That's what they did with the Travis Scott one, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is the second time that they released them because they released them last Monday on a smaller this place called Hat Club. So it's like kind of lids, but not really.
And then
this was the restock of them.
Oh, so there'll be more.
They're better.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Well, I'm close to giving up, but if I can get if I can just get Jose's hat because he won't like it, I'm just gonna tell him, listen, dude, you're not gonna like that hat. But I feel like he does wear the same size as me because he bought mine online and I PayPal'd him for it, and I'm pretty sure he was like, you wear the same size as I do. So
I never told you that because now you're just gonna poach his hats,
right? But
you're going to pull rank on him every time. It's like, yeah, well, you get that extra shift.
That hat's not going to look good on him.
Is it a flat bill?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of with him, though. I can't wear those.
Yeah,
I only have one. The one I have actually looks pretty good, but I am in no way switching over.
You're not a convert?
No.
All right. Well, you want to do some...
you got a dumbass report, right?
Yeah, so I like to call it the DR. A woman is in jail facing felony charges after authorities said she snuck a firecracker into a... But it says she sneaked a firecracker. Is snuck not a word?
Sneaked is technically correct.
That's right. So if I say she snuck it in...
Yeah, that's more of a Southern colloquialism, but it's not actually correct.
Huh. Well, look at me learning something.
There you go. That's an old journalism thing. It's sneaked in from the 1 yard line.
I like snuck.
You would say snuck, but it's incorrect technically.
Do you say snuck?
No, I would say sneaked, but it's not a sentence I use very often.
If you were to say,
like, I snucked up on somebody.
If you were to say, like, a serial killer is snuck into the house, you would say he sneaked into the house?
Technically, that's what's correct.
But would you say it? I know it's correct.
No, I wouldn't say it.
You would
probably
say snuck?
Yeah, I would say he slipped into the house or something.
Because you want to avoid the confusion?
Yeah,
that's
definitely
a good move.
Definitely.
I need to start doing that with affect and effect.
Effect, yeah.
Yeah, I need to move on from that.
That's a difficult one, too. And that's, I usually use the word impact instead of those.
That's a good move. Yeah, yeah. It impacted him in this way.
I've learned this from my writing career to avoid anything that, if I'm iffy on it, yes.
Yeah, that's a good call. Anyway... Whitney Jeffries, 32, was arrested after a judge saw the threat the woman allegedly posted on social media. She sneaked a firecracker into a courtroom and threatened to blow the place up.
With a firecracker?
Yes.
Was this a black cat?
I don't know.
You could take a finger off with that.
Judge Michael Garrett said she was on the front row of the courtroom, told Channel 2 she seemed agitated that it was taking so long for her case to be called. Later, he saw a video she posted on her social media page when she held up a firecracker and said she was going to blow the courtroom apart. It's not clear how she got the firecracker into the courtroom, and Clayton County Sheriff Victor Hill has not commented on the situation. I mean, a firecracker's pretty small.
Unless it's one of those big mortar things like we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Where you could do some serious damage. Oh, I don't know how you get that in there.
This is the best. Deputies went to her condo to arrest her. Nobody answered when agents first knocked on the door, according to the news station. However, deputies realized someone was inside the home when a pizza was delivered to the house that evening. Deputies then went back to Jeffrey's door and brought her out in handcuffs.
she had to have the pizza. Yeah.
Had to have that pizza. Oh, well, I guess I went on too long. I don't have time to do. Okay, I can do probably one more story. Here's a good one. A parent went to the school. A parent pepper sprayed a nurse overseeing a town day camp at Spring Valley High School following a confrontation. Spokesperson for the school said that the parent confronted the nurse just before 9 a.m. following an earlier phone dispute between the two. They say the parent signed in at security, was cleared to the nurse's office, and it was there where the parent pepper sprayed her for reasons not immediately known. The parent fled and is still being sought. So
she had it coming.
Yeah, you can't argue with parents if you're a nurse.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, nurse was taken to a local hospital, which... Even Jong didn't have to go to the hospital. He toughed it out. Tough it out, nurse. Yeah. And that's a shortened dumbass report.
So I think that looks like Jerry Bo instead of Jose, right?
That is Jerry Bo. Jose works on the other side. He works at the...
That's right.
Yeah.
Jerry Bo finished ninth in a poker tournament this weekend.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done,
sir. I don't
want
to be a braggart, but I won a poker tournament while he was
finishing.
Yeah,
but you know what? I think he had 900 people in his.
Oh, big deal. I had like 32. It's pretty much the same thing.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Tyler. Great job, AJ. Till tomorrow, stay sporty, bitches.